paper Schoenstatt-Perret test discusses Avimelech's rise and downfall of power. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Avimelech ben Yerubal el Shema el Achi imo v'yidaber leim v'okol mishpachos beis Avi imo leimor. Avimelech, the son of Yerubal, now went to his brothers' mothers, and he spoke to them and to his entire family, saying, Avimelech related that he would like to be the ruler. Avimelech asserts himself that he's the most fitting of all his 70 brothers to take the leadership. Avimelech's uncles spread the word and win the hearts of the people of Shechem. The people of Shechem give him 70 pieces of gold and accept Avimelech as their leader. Note the audacity of Avimelech, whose father Gideon declined taking the leadership. Now we see Avimelech being self-assertive and taking the leadership that is unrightfully his. Avimelech hired Anashim Reikim Ubchazim, empty-headed people. Avimelech heads to his home, the town of Ophrah, and murders all 70 of his brothers, except for Yosem ben Yerubal, the youngest son of Gideon, who was in hiding. In Pasuk Vav, the people of Shechem and Beis Milo pronounce Avimelech as a king. In Pasuk Zion, Vayagidu liYosam, Vayelech Vayamu Barosh Har Griza, Vayisakolo. Yosam, the youngest son, went to Har Grizim and raised his voice. Vayikra Vayomer Lehem, Shemu Elai Baalei Shechem, Vayishma Aleichem Elokim. Listen to me, the people of Shechem, and listen to the word of what Hashem is going to say. Yosam stands on top of Har Grizim, which is overlooking Shechem. Yosam says his harsh parable to them. The parable is as follows. Trees wanted to anoint a king. The olive tree, the fig tree, and the grapevine were all asked to be the tree's king and declined. However, the thorn bush, which was asked last, finally consented to being the other tree's king. The thorn bush says, if you truly want me as a king, then sit under my shade. If not, a flame should come from within me to set the entire forest on fire. Rashi explains the three initial trees of the olive tree, fig tree, and grapevine represent the three great shoftim of Asniel ben Kenaz, Dvorah, and Gideon, who could have tried to be ruler over Klal Yisrael, but did not. The thornbush was Avimelech, who was not fit for the leadership. In Pasuk Tezvav, through Pasuk Chav Aleph, Yosam continues, if you truly acted in kindness like my father has done for you, then you should be happy with Avimelech as your king. But if not, let a fire come from Avimelech and destroy the people around it. Yosam now runs away to Be'er in fear of his brother. Avimelech ruled over Klal Yisrael for 3 years with force and arrogance. The Radak points out Avimelech did not bring Klal Yisrael closer to Hashem, as is the job of a Jewish ruler. The Ramad Wali explains Hashem waited 3 years to see if Avimelech would do tshuva. Hashem now caused the Ruach Ra, ill will, to come between the people of Avimelech and Shechem, the people of Shechem and Avimelech. The very same people who brought Avimelech into power now tormented Avimelech. The people of Shechem would rob other people en route to visit Avimelech. Hashem was now causing proper retribution to Avimelech for improperly taking the leadership and killing Gideon's 70 children, his brothers. And Pasuk Chavav, the Yavo Gal Ben Eved, Gal Ben Eved, he comes. Rashi points out he was a Gentile. Gal riled up the people of Shechem and questioned the authority of Avimelech. Gal wanted to kill Avimelech and reinstate Hamor as the rightful heir and leader of Shechem. Gal tells Zvul, who was the leader of Shechem for Avimelech, to tell Avimelech to prepare for battle. Zvul secretly sends messengers to Avimelech with an alternative plan to defeat Gal. The Rabbeinu Yeshaya Matrani points out, Zvul was pretending to betray Avimelech to Gal. Zvul really wanted to see the downfall of Gal and his people. Avimelech, in Pasuk Lamed Daled, Avimelech ambushes Gal and attacks and attacks in the morning. Zvul, who is currently with Gaal, deceives Gaal by telling Gaal he only sees a shadow and not an encroaching army. Just to be clear on this, Zvul was really on the side of Avimelech. However, he was trying to collude with Gaal in order to see Gaal's downfall. Avimelech murders many people of Shechem. Zvul then chases out Gaal out of town. And Pasuk Mem Beis, after the war, the people of Shechem started leaving their houses again. The people thought they were at peace with Avimelech. Avimelech then pours salt all over their crops, leaving them barren to grow produce, and massacres the people of Shechem. And Pasuk Mem Hei, the people of Migdal Shechem heard what Avimelech was doing and wanted to attack him. Avimelech finds out. They flee to their tower. Avimelech burns down the tower, killing 1,000 men and women who were inside. And Pasuk Nun, Avimelech then went to a town called Tebet, again went to burn down the strong tower. A woman from on top of the tower throws down a pelach rechev, a part of a millstone, which crushed Avimelech's skull. Right before dying, Avimelech commands his weapon carrier to kill him by sword, as to not die by the hand of a woman, which would be a great source and embarrass to him. And Pasuk Nun Hei, through Pasuk Nun Zion, which is the end of the parak, Hashem paid back Avimelech for murdering his brothers, and the curse of Yosam was fulfilled. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.